Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com. Today's Monday. It's January 30th, 2023. It's 2:51 p.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you could prep for what's coming and that you had a chance to recharge the batteries. We're looking for 3 of the 6 magnitude earthquakes, about 29 of the 5 magnitude earthquakes, and 264 of the 2.5 to 4 magnitude earthquakes. See, the average for the last few years is higher. And based on the last couple of years, we should see just over 30 of the 5 magnitude earthquakes. And there's a pattern here. A pair of 3 is a 1. A pair of 4 is a 1. A pair of 4s. I wonder if we're going to get a 1 here. We'll see. And before we get into the articles across on my desk, earthquake 3D, 4.1 just struck just north of Yellowstone, 5 kilometer depth. That's generally magma upwelling against the edges of the North American Craton, and that's, you know, 2.5 to 3 some, 4.1, that's pretty big for magma upwelling, anyway. And when you pull the slider up, you see 4s moved into this region. We'll see if the 5s follow. And then notice on quarter 3, this is just the last couple days. This is a week's worth of activity happening in the last 2 days. And you can see the 5s have moved in here. Wondering if Mr. 6 is going to pop in here in this quiet area. And look at the pattern. Then the darker is 2 days old, and this one just is the one that just struck, shows the energy going the exact opposite direction. Pardon me, I just had a big giant sneeze. I was in there messing with the wood-burning stove and getting the fire going again. Got a big eyeful. But 2 days old, and this showing the energy going in the wrong direction again. Seems to be the pattern here. And generally, the red would be out here, and the whites would be here, and the energy is going back to the origination zone. We're now 26 days before we get to outside orbital position. And this is a strange pattern here. Something happened here along, is happening along quarter 3. And just pull the slider all the way down. Show you 7 days. The activity is Japan and north. Well, the South Islands of Japan. And that means this is going to be disappearing. Then we're going to see this start off again down here in Indonesia. The deep quake pattern. And we're adding to the number of deep quakes. More of the light color ones than dark ones, so the number's increasing. The deep quakes underneath the Fiji side of the origination zone. Now, what's crossing my desk? Residents should tell ATF agents conducting warrantless gun inspections to leave. That's what the local sheriff says here in Washington. And my recommendation has been to be in contact with your local sheriff. He's the guy, this is the guy right here. That's the law enforcement officer for each county. And if the ATF's going to come into your county and start harassing people, that's the guy that they should be checking with. And whenever they show up at your door and he hasn't heard that they're even there and they're just out there harassing his constituency, if you will, then that's the guy that you're going to want to call. And likely, especially if you're here in Northwest Arkansas, the sheriff's going to tell them to hit the road. The thing to realize with this is money being appropriated out of Washington, D.C. is laying out there, and the local and the state people and the ATF people, they're being activated with this, with the money that's floating around. Big time shortages in some places and then extra money in other places, and it seems like it's being used to harass people, particularly Trump supporters, those of us on the right. U.S. City disbands. I haven't been doing a lot of talking about this. The Tyree Nichols deal with the banning the unit, and you probably heard all the commentary from everybody how this happens, and this is what you've been hearing from me, is that you're going to wind up with a bunch of bad cops, because the good cops are running for the hills. This is not just happening with the cops either. It's happening with teachers. It's happened nurses. It's happening. The good people are being run off. And the bad people that stay are giving the orientation for the new people that come in. So they just relax the rules on the Scorpion group. It seems to me that a group like this should be elite. So they should be 6 years, 10 years. The bar should keep getting raised higher and higher and higher to join the elite group. If it's in, there should not be any junior people there. People that have been there 2 years, 3 years, 4 years shouldn't even be there. But even if they were, then they should be supervised. So where's the sergeant? This is a collapse of our society, what you're seeing. To listen to this kid yelling for his mom, I mean, it got to me. Cost of living has become extremely oppressive. 60% of Americans cannot afford a $1,000 emergency expense. A sign that our societal collapse is well underway. And even if you have resources, you're thinking, well, this may be missing me so far. That's not the point. It's people in your environment. That Mad Max is in your environment right now. You just don't recognize him yet. As things continue to get worse and worse and worse, there are more and more stories about what's going on with the illegals in New York and other places, Chicago. The ones in New York, they're in the ritzy hotel. They don't want to leave. So it's like that squirrel that I'm telling you about. You keep feeding that squirrel, pretty soon it's going to be his house. It's not your house anymore. And he's going to be breaking into your house and going to be wanting what's his, because you enabled him by giving him a whole bunch of something for nothing. Don't feed the trolls and don't feed the wild animals, or else they'll be moving in with you. And the same thing with illegal alien foreign nationals. When they come in, you keep giving them handouts. Then they get this feeling of entitlement, which a lot of Americans have too, but it's even worse with even when it's illegals. They're not even supposed to be here. They should be prosecuted. And they're put up in fancy hotels, and that's what ends up happening. There's a perfect storm. More Americans can't afford car payments than during the peak of the financial crisis. And here's how the elite want to destroy the housing markets nationwide. They want to make everybody renters, if at all possible. CVS and Walmart cut pharmacy hours, citing pharmacist shortage. Societal support. Nursing, pharmacists, police. Seems like everybody's short on police. If it's big and it's blue, it's short on police. If I was in the law enforcement business, I'd be running to a red state, running to Florida. Well, it's not in a safe zone. I mean, not me personally. I'd be in Northwest Arkansas myself. But big boys, because they can't get the pharmacists, because they're vaxxers. And the number last I heard was 7,500. 7,500 people pushed out of the workplace every single day because they're either croaking from the vax or they're vax injured. Consumers could be in a world of hurt if Biden doesn't act soon, former Walmart CEO says. There's a whole bunch of acting that's already going on, and Biden is destroying the United States deliberately on purpose, so I think you can see the way this is going. Which everybody knows, the layoffs. And they're hiding the numbers. I went and looked at because the unemployment numbers come out weekly. That right after the first, about by the 7th, we're going to have the monthly number and how many jobs they created and all that, which is going to be, the number of jobs they create is going to be 1 week of what was lost. So 3 weeks is what the is the number of people that dropped out of the labor force. But a lot of people are falling off the rolls, so they're able to keep the lie going. Since they haven't solved the budget deal, makes me wonder how they're gonna, without the spending, how they're gonna hide the fact that we're in a gigantic contraction. The GDP that is contracting. They're fudging the numbers. They've been able to do that because they've been pushing the debt. And if that has to stop, they don't, I mean, they're just gonna have to blatantly look in our faces and lie, which they're doing anyway, but it won't take too long before everybody realizes the tide went out and everybody's naked. Related articles, the tech layoffs continue as IBM, SAP announced massive cuts. Are tech layoffs the canary in the US job markets? No. That was the loan officers. Whenever you see Wells Fargo laying off tons and tons and tons of loan officers, then do you know what's coming next? Then it gets to big tech, then the cascade continues. We'll see how well the Biden administration and the media are going to lie to paint lipstick on this pig that is just ugly as it can be. Idaho governor wins lawsuit against illegal encampment outside the Capitol. So we are not Portland. Well, good luck. This is growing everywhere. Portland woman claims it's a piece of cake to be homeless in the city. Then there was some progress made. Part two, the of my video from October 18th, 2016, found. I can't upload it to Brighteon. It's been uploaded. Did I get that done over the weekend? That might still have to be done. I'm gonna have to look at my notes. These are my notes. And the Terrell03.com and Project Black Star, one of those videos, salvaged. Special report on the Black Star angle approach, that was salvaged too. So I'll get those. I can't upload any of these to Brighteon. You can upload the because of the compression or because of the ratio size or something. It's if it's not one thing, it's another with Brighteon. But BitChute takes them just fine. Rumble takes them just fine. It could be that the day comes when Rumble has to be my primary Black Star report place instead of Brighteon. We'll see how that goes. So this is the Jupiter. This is the video report that Eric sent in, BP Earthwatch, and that inspired us to look around and finally find one fella had my two videos uploaded to his channel. I was able to download them, and I'll get those uploaded to get all those videos uploaded as soon as I can, as I get my get time. Get you through these links. Sheriff's residence, the ATF. Seven guns preppers need to buy before the upcoming gun ban. Iconic Russian rifle upgraded. This AK-12. Kind of thing, the kind of weapons that Biden would rather and the China would rather you not have. U.S. city disbands the police. Yeah, this is the Scorpion Group. It seems like a fitting name based upon their activity. Cost of living, the ever shrinking disposable or discretionary income. So, like the price of gas is going down. Well, now it's even starting back up, but it's pushing the resistance of people going broke. People having to sideline their cars and carpool and jump through all kinds of hoops. Neighbors have to pick up their kids and their other kids and those kids and take turns. People are having to carpool, they're having to do all kinds of things. Which lowers the demand. And so the prices wanted to go down, but now they're creeping back up again. Perfect storm. More Americans can't afford their car payments, house payments, car payments. So the the less fortunate people, they get run out of their house because they can't make the payments. They live in their car, then their car gets repossessed. More and more people moving back in with mom. More and more kids moving back in with mom, and then they all moving back in with grandma. This is how the elites, I listen to this guy right here, listen to him about half of his video. He's explaining how the housing market is being destroyed. What was this one? Oh yeah. Consumers could be in a world of hurt. I think that's an understatement. So those that have your powder dry, opportunities are on the way. Mike Adams had talked about that. How he wants to get this vehicle or get this or that. The prices on things are, pardon me, on the secondary market. They're, people are getting more and more desperate. So before they turn into Mad Max, then they would want to get rid of their toys, get rid of their motorcycle and their boat and their whatever, guns, ammo. Then a CVS Walmart cutting pharmacy hours. Significant ice storm is coming, and you can see, I mean, at the beginning of the video over here, he has a circle drawn on the map, and it's drawn right over me, right here in northwest Arkansas. Then a situation update, 21 minutes is as far as I was able to get into this video. I'm having more and more difficulty. It's like, I don't know. It feels like that we're just being distracted. There's some good news that comes through, but it's getting more difficult for me to find the benefit of listening to the Mike Adams update reports. Fear in the market. This is what we need to look at. Feels to me that we're on the precipice of the collapse. At the even by the end of February, we get past the 25th and we go beyond outside oil position. We're within the 90-day window. I think things are going to go. It's going to become apparent pretty quick if the black star's here in May that we're in the 90 days, and the elite are going to be executing the plan. We should expect to see a big jump in the war activity, World War III. And more saber rattling and tanks, and even though 31 tanks, 15 tanks, it's really symbolic. It doesn't mean anything against Russia's 20,000 tanks. But it looks like it that Putin's about ready to start missile attacks on more than targets that are just in Ukraine. Looks like he's getting ready to strike Europe, maybe Germany. White House targets cryptocurrencies. Well, now that FTX was used to help them win the election, you notice they weren't talking about much about this before. And the Dems were the gigantic benefactors of that. And now all of a sudden, and they want to crack down on fraud. They're pointing at North Korea, but their sights are really set on you and me. Recession's on its way. Recessions are, we've been in a recession, if you ask me, for a year. They're lying. Something that I see more and more in the marketplace and all the numbers that they're giving us is just a whole lying, lawlessness and lies. Increasing, increasing, increasing. This is where it was the last time. Oh, they're not believing the lie so much. Just under 1% lost. And what's going on with silver? Still hovering at around $24, which is a bargain, bargain, bargain. We'll see how things shake out by the end of February. Yeah, because I get a feeling that that number you're looking at now is going to look really low. The report, citing defense sources, claimed that top U.S. general privately shared the assessment with Britain's defense. The U.S. skeptical of U.K. military. I'd be willing to bet the U.K. is skeptical of the U.S. military. I'm skeptical of both. So they've been emptying our reserves of, they're emptying our arsenals. They're making us vulnerable. And then with weakened supply chains, then the ability to replace is being greatly, greatly, greatly diminished. You see that Biden is still dipping into the oil reserves, lowest ever, and continuing to get lower, lower, lower. So imagine all of a sudden, and the more I hear China, Taiwan, the more for me that is China making this move against the United States. So imagine how China would want the U.S. to be situated whenever it decides to attack all of our aircraft carriers, and then to begin the physical invasion. They'd want our oil reserves depleted all the way. They'd want our arms all diminished. Missiles, everything. And we're getting closer and closer to that with every passing day. This is kind of an older story, but it's kind of cool. SpaceX's Starlink satellite train. This came out May of 2019. And when you look at the video, then that's not the one that I was looking at. It shows a train. I have not been outside looking to be able to see. I used to do quite a bit of gazing into the sky back when I was a smoker. Not so much. Now, then this lady here, she might not be recognizable even to a Trekkie fan. This lady right here, this was the bad guy with against Picard. Do you remember her? She was the Borg Queen. This lady, 45 years old, done. Like these guys, 32-year-old firefighter and Marine Corps veteran. The genocide continues. Everything will be turned to dust, saber rattling. And seems to me about 26 days from now, things jump to the next level. Active duty NATO country troops found beheaded and hands cut off, stuff like that. You probably don't need to see the images, but this is to demoralize the enemy. It's the kind of thing that you have to do in war to demoralize the enemy. Bottled water notices and... For me, this is another indication of societal support mechanisms collapsing. More and more people having to boil their water. One dead in massive 40-car pileup. The ice is moving into this region right here. You have to be very, very, very aware what's happening in the wintertime especially. I've seen this a lot of times up in Minnesota. And for the next, until Thursday, right here where I'm sitting, then it looks like there's going to be ice storms. Power could go out again. Hopefully not, since it just happened. They had to fix a whole bunch of power lines and a whole lot of trees that were taken down, that took down the power lines. Those have been removed now. So we should have a better chance of the power staying on, at least for now. Then what's up in space? This large comet is streaking toward the sun. This is Comet 96P. It was discovered in 1986. I pulled up the orbit diagram right here. And this is a very odd comet. So generally, comets are going to come out of the Kuiper Belt, just beyond Neptune. Or they're going to come out of the Oort cloud. That's a ball that surrounds our solar system, the Oort cloud. And this one originates in neither. So it's just outside of, it's not even to Saturn orbit path. So the asteroid belt's right here. And it's a comet. This is a comet that came in previously and then was perturbed. Because if it came in from the Kuiper Belt, it should return to the Kuiper Belt. Or the Oort cloud, those are the ones that are sun grazers. Generally, the sun grazers are the ones that pass really, really, really close to the sun. They come from the Oort cloud, generally. And they're going 1,000,000 miles an hour when they go around the sun. A lot of them break apart, being dirty snowballs. But this one had to be perturbed as it came around the sun previously. And it's rather large. And it was not able, did not have the energy to make it back out to its aphelion position. Perihelion position, right here. Aphelion position, the furthest it gets away from the sun, right here. And so this is an odd, odd object, but you can see it's eccentric. At no time does it ever cross the Earth orbit path. Unless it gets perturbed again, seems highly unlikely, then this guy is likely going to disintegrate a little bit each time it comes to come around the sun until eventually it's torn apart. But they were giving it a, in the article right over here, they were making it sound like streaking towards the sun, close encounter inside the orbit of Mercury. And it's no ordinary comet flyby. And so they're making it kind of unusual, which it is, because it doesn't come from very far away. It's every 5 1/3 years, if I remember right, 5 1/4 years, something like that. Comets usually, orbit periods are longer. So it's almost like an asteroid in its orbit period, and it's almost like an asteroid, but it's still a comet. An odd one. But for me, the black star is the star of the show, and a comet's still just a comet. Did do some looking around to look at the numbers and things, and it's just a flyby. Marijuana kills MRSA, inhibits prions that cause. So there's all kinds of good reasons, according to people, according to sources. It does. If you have prion disease, that's collapsing of the proteins. Doesn't seem like weed is going to be what you want to do. It may be like a side effect to it, but the stuff puts me to sleep. First lawsuit filed against the FDA for withholding dreadful vaccine safety data. It's kind of an important story because I'm expecting that this type of story and lawsuits and are going to be flourishing everywhere just before they activate the biological weapon. So it's the way I see them playing the elite, the way they're playing this is like Muhammad Ali in the Thriller in Manila, in the rope-a-dope. So as it gets closer to the 8th round, the Muhammad Ali is looking pathetic. He's all over the ropes and looks like he's about to fall over any moment. I expect the elite to do that. And lawsuits is going to be part of it. So the more I hear about the lawsuits, oh, we've got them on the run. That tells me that they're closer and closer to activating the biological weapon. Shadowy UK Army unit spied on the country's COVID lockdown critics, members of the Secretive Information Warfare Brigade, part of the operation. We should surmise that in a similar type of activity, the lettered agencies have been weaponized against us the very same way here in the United States. 1/6ers. Can anybody say what Trump has done to help the 1/6ers? I can't either. Now, this fellow right here, Damar Hamlin, I checked out some of his little video and talk about scripted, man. This guy right here, in my view, should be dead. The task force ran to the hospital with him and injected him because they couldn't have him die on Monday Night Football. So the two likely scenarios is the guy did die. This is body double. I don't know how likely that is. That's a hypothesis somebody else presented. Or now the guy has handlers, and they shot him with the real nanosilver-based vaccine. Now he's really immune, and he's going to be used for something else. So this is an opportunity that they're not going to let go to waste. Eight items you need to survive a power outage this winter. Oh, these are, if you have this in your pantry, throw it away immediately. There's a list of things that they are just not good to be part of your survival strategy. I was trying to listen to Catherine Austin Fitz earlier, was not able to get into the meat of what she was sharing. Fire engulfs commercial chicken farm. More and more of the food resources are under assault. That's a whole bunch of chickens. And I think we're going to pass the video here in a second. It's becoming more and more apparent that something has been put into the chicken feed to cause chickens to stop laying. This is what genocide looks like. Millions to see food stamp payment decrease after February. I think it's about $100, $95 or something like that. People have been getting an extra $95 per month. That's getting ready to go away. Choices for our world. Oh, this is David DeBarn.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for spending your valuable time right here with the ADAPT 2030 channel. First it was Sri Lanka, now it's Pakistan. Rations, power outages, Africa's next mega cities, conversion in the U.S., 282 million acres, solar and wind, yet all the American cropland, 391 million acres, carbon capture storage, let's plunk another 100 billion in, set up new pipelines, or we could look to the oceans, aquaculture, Seashell sequestration, but that'd be too much free food for the planet.
And he's going to get into his report. Female high school student, probably just a ninth grader, unleashes vicious beatdown. This is another sign of societal collapse. That the students beating up their teachers, and the draws a crowd, and everybody's chanting and. That's what I was saying, with the police department, fire department, nurses, teachers becoming under increased attack, lawlessness, lying and lawlessness everywhere, proliferating, societal collapse. Scottish government does U-turn on trans prisoners. What a bunch of idiots. Who would take, a man wants to have surgery or whatever, take some pills, and then he gets sent to a woman's prison? The solution to this is so simple. My solution is, anybody who wants to be a transgender, that's up to you. But you're gonna play with the men. Whether it's in sports, or whether it's in prison, or it doesn't matter anywhere. If you're a woman, you want to be a man, great, go be with the men. You're a man, wants to be a woman, great, go be with the men. It seems too simple. Chickens have stopped laying eggs because of changes to the chicken feed. This is, this guy gets, it's only 3 minutes and 48 seconds, and he gives you his perspective. It's more apparent to me, people that are changing their food, like my friend that I'm supposed to go visit and get some more eggs, then her stopped laying just like everybody else's, and she's changed her food, and now she's just fine. Here's how prosperity ends. Global bubbles are popping. You're just not seeing it yet in the lamestream media. But you're about to. Air Force General tells his officers war with China only 2 years away. It doesn't seem like it's nearly 2 years away for me. So if the key words that I'm listening for is China-Taiwan, China-Taiwan. The more I hear that, though the Chinese have already refitted their ships, their regular just commercial ships and their military ships for military activity. And it's not for Taiwan. I don't believe for a second that it's Taiwan.
The sovereignty of the almighty U.S. dollar is in great danger, with many global economic superpowers, including Saudi Arabia, now signaling that the end of its petro status is near. meaning that soon oil sales and revenues in global markets will no longer be denominated in U.S. dollars, which can result in unspeakable consequences for the U.S. economy. A dollar collapse is now in motion, according to new reports and warnings from strategists that are familiar with the matter. And that's what we're going to investigate in today's video.
Everybody's been warned. Diversify out of the fiat dollar. Keep enough in the bank, pay the bills, have some cash on hand, and you know what I recommend? Dan, get yourself some small denomination silver, which for me, small denomination silver is silver rounds. Buffalo rounds is what I recommend from Dan over at Miles Franklin. All his information's right there at the website, even his direct phone number that you can call. He says, call me 7 days a week.
The time for war is here. Shoot fast and aim for their heads. Those are the types of warnings that are being given to our people in the service, people in the military, in America, and in Western open Pacific allied countries as they prepare for war with China. According to a U.S. four-star general, the timeline has moved up considerably. He says that we must prepare for a massive war with China, a military debilitating war with China.
Right. And that's going to be 100% true. But at the same time, we're diminishing our arsenals and our oil reserves and the human part of our military. We're becoming weaker and weaker with every single day. And probably didn't show you enough about what's going on. Border illegal alien. Illegal aliens being packed in here. You know, with the cold weather, usually things slow down. It's not slowing down. Things are picking up. All this seems to be happening together. It looks to me like for when we, in 26 days, everything's going to jump even to a higher level on all these things that I'm showing you. Appreciate your support very much. And subscribe to the Survivor Group program down below. Get your threat assessment information. And I'm talking with Gary and John and a few others right now about getting the Mystery Report tutor program chat going. That's going to happen in the month of February. If you're a tutor program subscriber, then and you want to be added to that list, then write to me at the support email address, and we'll get you on the list, and I'll send you the information that you need for joining us. Now, I will make a video that'll be uploaded to the YouTube channel, the one that wasn't taken down, the Mystery Report YouTube channel. Will be uploaded. I'll upload a video there to make sure that everybody knows that the chat program is coming back online. Again, that's going to be sometime in February. Moving forward, appreciate your support again. And you have until the 31st, if you're a non-supporter, then you get your nano silver out of this section. And for the next 2 days until the 31st at midnight, then you can order as a supporter right here. Then that offer's going to end. Appreciate your support very, very much. Get more information right here at terro03.com. I'll see you on the next Black Star Update Report.